Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This morning I want to share with you from the Gospel of John. John 14, very familiar words, I believe, to all of us, but I'm going to read here and share with you a little insight here in a few of these verses. Jesus begins here teaching or talking to his disciples, and he says this, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him," Thomas is one of the disciples, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." I think I'll stop reading there. The thing that that got my attention in these verses here, I wanted to share that with you, is Philip here said, "Lord, show us the Father." Jesus had said just before that, that he was the way, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. And then he said, "If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him." That was an interesting statement that he made. He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so that prompted Philip's question, "Well, Lord, show us the Father, and that'll be sufficient for us." Now, that's an interesting question, and it's an interesting statement that Jesus made just prior to that. Jesus is saying here, "I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And Philip says, "Well, but show us the Father." I was reminded of a scripture back in Isaiah. I'm going to read that for you. Because I thought of it here as I was reading this passage some time ago, and this jumped out at me here. The prophet Isaiah says this, speaking about the birth of Christ. He says in chapter 9, again, it's familiar verses, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." He's speaking about the birth of Christ. Listen to what he says. "And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor," get this, "the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Wow, that's a familiar verse. All of us have heard that, I believe. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." How many times have we heard that? How many times have we read that? Did it register? It jumped out at me here recently. I thought, oh, wow, yeah. He's saying here, the prophet is saying, this child that's being born, that's going to come, not only is his name going to be called Wonderful and Counselor, his name is also going to be the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Think about that. Christ, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Messiah, was not only Christ. He was the mighty God, the everlasting Father. That's one of the difficulties, folks, of trying to explain the Trinity. We believe it by faith. Don't ask me to explain it. Our God, the Father, Christ the Son, the Holy Spirit, one. Yet they're three distinct beings. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He told Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And yet Jesus prayed to his Father. It's one of those things I can't explain. They're one, and yet they're different. Very interesting. So as we think about those scriptures, going back to John again, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So now we can understand a little bit better when Jesus said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Why? Because of what the prophet Isaiah said. Remember, there's another scripture that one of the prophets, I think it was Isaiah, said, his name will be called Emmanuel. That was speaking of the child, the Messiah that was coming, the child to be born. Emmanuel, interpreted, is God with us. That's interesting. And so it's a valid question Jesus asked Philip here. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Jesus here was going over these things with Philip and the other disciples here and just reaffirming and just reassuring them that I am Christ and yet God the Father. They are one. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Very, very mind-boggling, and yet it's true. Jesus said, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Another interesting thought here. There were a couple occasions, where the Pharisees were asking Jesus, who are you? And there was at least on one occasion, if not more, Jesus said, I am. And they were ready to stone him because I am was the same as saying I am God. If you study the Greek words there, that's the whole sentiment of that his answer there, that I am, was the same as saying I am Jehovah God. And they were ready to stone him. They said, well, we know your Father, and you're not God. But this was actually Christ being there was the fulfillment of those prophecies that were given by the prophets hundreds of years before. That's quite interesting. Well, what does that have to do with us today? Well, if we are in Christ, we've been made a new creature. We are one with Christ. And that seems amazing. But Jesus prayed in John 17, if you read it there in his prayer, that Jesus prayed that his disciples and all those that would follow him would be one with him as he and the Father are one. What is the significance of that? The significance of that is that as believers, God, Almighty God, his Spirit, dwells within the heart, the breast of every believer. He takes up residence in our hearts. That's incredible. It's amazing. But it is a reality. A beautiful reality. A powerful reality. It's life-giving. It's victory in Christ over sin. It is eternal life. Christ and the Father were one. We are one with Christ. Jesus said so in John 70. Those are beautiful truths that we can claim as ours. Well, I'm going to leave it at that today, folks. The Lord bless your day, and be strong in the Lord. If you're a believer, you're walking with God, he's dwelling within you. He gives you grace. He gives you power. He gives you life, eternal life at that. God bless your day.